We're going to play a game called Paired with an Idiot. This is, we almost never do this in the studio. It's fun. I still like it.
It's,
I would do it every
rare.
Friday.
Yeah.
But we love doing it on the road. We get contestants. There'll be five contestants. Each contestant will choose an idiot from the show to be teamed with. So they are, in fact, paired with an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
We're the idiots.
Yes.
That checks out. Mm-hmm. Then everybody on the show has, all of us idiots, made a list of 10 things. It's our job to describe the list. We can't get our own list to the person paired with us idiots. And they have to try to say as many as they can out of 10 in 60 seconds. Whoever gets the most wins. It's great. If someone gets 10, we always celebrate like they won a gold medal.
Yes.
Okay? That is true. That is true.
Up first, he has done a lot of the songs you hear on Dumber Than the Show Trivia, including the first four of this week. Lives in Knoxville. Brewster, where's the microphone? Do you have it? Oh. When you sing, do you put it by your face or hold it in your crotch? Okay, can you put it
I
up?
I do use,
there
the,
you go.
I use the crotch.
That's very sarcastic and passive-aggressive. Brewster, do you work as a musician as well?
I used to.
Okay.
I did a 13-year run as just a musician. Now I do it mostly for fun.
Were you a studio musician, a touring musician?
Both? We toured.
You did?
Played in Indiana.
You did?
Opened. We had a good run. We were almost famous. It got so close.
Were you was it a rock band or a country band?
Rock band.
I thought it was a rock band, and then now you're in. Are you still performing with Gone Country,
Yes.
The cover band that we did a promo for, which was one of my favorite things we've ever gotten to
that's
do.
That's how we first,
and that was the first,
like, first got introduced to you, right?
And that demo still gets me gigs.
It does?
Yeah.
That's awesome. We're happy to refresh if you ever want us to.
That's funny.
Thank you.
Brewster, what do people do? Does anyone say you look like someone? Because Hot Wings and I, throughout the morning, were like, why does Brewster look so familiar? And I can't place it.
I will say I met Tony in Lansing yesterday. We played golf. And halfway through the round, he said, you kind of look like Matt Damon.
Okay, I can see that.
A little bit.
Yeah. What if Matt Damon and Chris Jericho had a baby?
Ooh, Chris Jericho.
Yeah. Right? The hair is a little Jericho, yeah, I think. Maybe that's where I'm getting it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think any of those are the case for me.
Okay.
But you look really familiar, and I can't figure it out.
Hot Wings said Tammy Wynette.
Oh, yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Ellen DeGeneres?
Oh, April?
No. Oh, that could be. Yeah. That could be. Yeah.
Well, Brewster, you have to choose an idiot to be paired with.
I'm going to go with you, Freebeer.
Okay, I'm going to choose this list in the middle, which is Hot Wings.
Okay.
I like that for starters.
I like it as well.
Okay.
Only you can pass. Only the listener contestants can pass. Us idiots have to languish. So be it, Brewster. Hot Wings, take it away.
Okay. You guys are working on a list today that is called Things That Are Scarce in Kokomo.
Okay.
All right. Now, again, Brewster, if it sounds like Freebeer is struggling in any way, you can pass, but only you can pass. He cannot pass on his own.
Otherwise, don't let that
you just
deceive
have to
you.
Sit there and languish.
I always sound like I'm struggling.
Yes, struggling.
Okay.
Well, now that I've been in Kokomo for 24 hours, I think there are a lot of things that are missing in Kokomo.
Yeah,
missing.
There's a few things.
All right.
All right, are you both ready?
No
I'm ready.
Offense, Kokomo.
Okay, your time begins in 3, 2, 1.
All right, Brewster, this is a plant you'd see in the desert.
A cactus.
Yes. Not a mountain, but smaller.
Hill.
Yes. Yes. This is a big storm that comes ashore on the Gulf Coast.
Hurricane.
Yes.
This is an animal that is also part of a game that's hungry.
Hippos. Hippopotamus.
Yes. This is a mountain that spews lava.
Volcanoes. Volcanoes.
Yes. I almost said.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah,
all right.
Know what you said.
This is where you go if you want to go by the ocean and enjoy the sand.
Beach.
Yes.
This is the Amazon in one of these.
River.
No, it is.
Website.
But the river runs through a bigger place.
Jungle. It's a rainforest.
Yes.
Yes. This is what formed the lakes in Minnesota, a big piece of ice that moves very slowly.
A glacier.
Yes.
Yes.
These are the tallest buildings. Their names.
Skyscrapers.
Yes.
Yes.
And this is people from other countries when they come here.
Immigrants.
Another name for it. It's also a
foreigners.
Band.
Yes!
Yeah!
Dang! Yeah!
Do it! Do it!
Yes! Me too! Let it go, Brewster!
There was never a doubt.
That was amazing.
Well, you tried to ruin it by
almost
saying volcanoes.
What's funny is I wasn't going to say volcanoes, but I almost put a V at the beginning of lava.
You know, flava.
Vava. You know,
like
if
lava.
You find the vava, it makes the lady happy. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
It's true.
That's
true.
Not it.
Okay.
And not true. Brewster, way to go. Big hand for
Thank
Brewster.
Thank you, sir.
Nice job.
Wow. Okay, we're off to a hot start.
Yeah.
Steve. I know you'll understand. The simple joy of going first and getting 10, that is one of those pleasures that you can't buy.
Going first, but also having your list picked in the first segment of Paired with an Idiot.
It's fantastic.
Oh, it's like early vacation.
Yeah. Steve and I like to point out the little joys we find when doing the radio show.
Simple pleasures.
It's true. It's true.
Hello, ma'am. What is your name?
Bridget.
Hi, Bridget. Hello, Bridget. How are you?
Great.
Are you? That seemed great.
Super nervous.
Okay. That seemed tepid. Why are you nervous? Because Steve is weird?
Yeah, that's what I would be.
What? Just kidding. She shook her head, yes.
Unfair. Steve's like, I'm trying to edit a GD video, and you just keep burying me when I'm minding my business.
Yeah. Or are you nervous because Free Beer's a big pervert?
Is that why?
I feel very uncomfortable close to you.
Yeah. Okay. It's pretty normal for ladies and children and men. Yeah. Bridget, what do you do for fun?
Canoeing or anything my kids want to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand that.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay. Bridget, which idiot would you like to be paired with?
I wanted Free Beer because I also do words good.
Okay.
Let's go Hot Wings.
Okay, all right. I sometimes do words good.
Move your microphone a little closer because you're not as... There, gotcha. That's perfect. Yeah. You're not as loud as Brewster. That's not an insult. Okay. It's just a fact.
I'm not as loud as Brewster.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Hot Wings, choose a list.
We will do this one. That appears to be Steve's list.
Or Superman's.
Or Superman. It's got an S on it.
Hot Wings, you're going to be describing to Bridget a list of things that could be on this stage this morning, but maybe not, but they could be.
Okay, all right.
Got
could
it.
Be, might not be, but could be.
Yeah, you may have seen them. You may not have seen them. They could be here. Okay. They could not be here.
All right, very good. All
are
right.
You guys both ready?
Thanks, Steve. Ready? Yep.
Yes.
No problem.
Yeah, we both appreciate you, Steve.
On your mark.
Okay.
Get set. Go.
You're sitting on one.
Toilet.
Yes, you are wearing these on your legs.
Jeans, pants.
Yes. Orville Redenbacher makes...
Popcorn.
Yes. When you want to get to an outlet, but it's too far away, you would use one of these.
Drive, Uber, car.
Oh, no. An outlet on the wall. Like,
oh.
You want to plug something in, and it's too far away from the device.
Extension cord.
Yes. You dry your hands with one of these. Sometimes they're disposable. It's
towel,
a blank
towel,
yes.
Tissue.
These are like pancakes, but they have a square
Waffle.
Pattern.
Yes.
Yes. This is like a fair.
Carnival.
Yes. This Alan is one of these, and so is Wombat.
Blind?
Yes. They are guys.
Blind person?
A guy is a...
Man?
Yes.
Blind
yes.
man.
Yes. Yes. This is a Italian dish that goes in layers.
Lasagna.
Yes,
this is a permanent marker. Brand name.
Sharpie.
Yes! Yes! Yes, Brandon!
Yes! Yes! Oh, that's amazing.
Woo!
Suck it, Brewster.
Yeah, go punch him in the face.
Thank you, Bridget. Okay.
Oh, boy. Right.
I don't mean to.
Okay.
I don't mean
happening.
To get the cart in front of the horse,
no.
but.
No.
People who pay close attention. No. Remember when we got 48 out of 50
no.
at Flint?
You just said you didn't mean to.
No, I said I shouldn't, but I definitely mean to.
Oh, you just called out the perfect game in the middle of the eighth inning.
I don't believe in the announcer jinx, even though I do it 99 times a year. Queenie is here. Hi, Queenie.
Good morning.
What's going on? What happened?
They're cheering because I said hi, Queenie.
Okay. Yeah. I thought I heard someone yell something else. Like, no!
Oh, maybe.
We're on good?
What?
Yeah,
okay.
No,
I think we're good, though.
All right.
Yeah. Let's see.
Okay.
You know what? We'll do this again at the beginning of the next segment.
Okay.
Oh. I didn't say she has to give a kidney to someone. I just said we're going to have to wait.
We got timing.
You already have?
Waiting.
But you can stay on the toilet.
Okay.
Just pretend you're Hot Wings getting ready in the morning. Just sit there till you fall asleep.
Yeah.
Make sure you turn the hairdryer on.
Yeah.
By the way. I have now used Hot Wings hair dryer in the hotel to warm the bathroom. Totally on board. One of the best ideas ever.
Thank you.
Gets the steam off the windows, and you're
Absolutely.
Not so chilly when you get out. Otherwise, my nipples get tender.
100%. See?
Wait, you leave it running while you're in the shower?
Sometimes.
Yeah. I don't take it in with me. That'd be dumb.
Yeah. Depends on how hot it gets in there.
Wow.
Yeah, it's nice.
Wow. Terrible idea.
Yeah, you put it outside on a little towel and face it outward. And
yeah. Why is that a bad idea?
It's a heater.
No, I just feel like you're just going to get electrocuted somehow.
Well, I'm not in the shower with
it's on the counter.
Yeah, it's far away from everything.
Just like everything. It goes against everything every woman that's ever used a hairdryer has been taught. You don't leave it plugged in and going.
But Do you go through and unplug everything in your hotel room before you get in the shower?
I unplug like everything before I leave. Well, my hair stuff. Mm-hmm. I unplugged everything.
I also unplugged the hair dryer before we left the hotel this morning. I mean, it's off.
Mine's still running.
Even on a pile of hot clothes.
Mine's still running. That room is 109 degrees right now. Power bill is
the AC is really working.
All right. More Paired with an Idiot next.